The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. It is a Monday afternoon. On the phone line is Mark Russo. He's at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. What a beautiful day it is here in my part of the world. How about in Chicago, Mark?
Well, Todd, actually looking outside here, looks pretty similar to what you have in the Champaign-Urbana area here. Temperatures around 50 degrees. And this is the start here of a warm 10 stretch of days here coming up where temperatures will be warmer than normal as Pacific air streams in front into the Midwest here, and Arctic air is fully retreated here, and overall a little taste of spring here after just one kind of, I don't know the best way to put it, but certainly some crazy winter weather here. It's pretty much as cold and as wintry as you can get here for the past few weeks.
Is it enough to block it out completely and get us started into spring early?
That doesn't appear the case here. It looks like after this next 10 days of warm conditions and actually a little bit of generally drier conditions too, except in the Ohio River Valley region, overall it looks like colder weather will return, or in other words, turning back to colder than normal readings during the 11 to 15 day time frame. And we think that'll continue through the final few days of March and even on into the start of April. Beginning to see signs that this overall warmer pattern that's transitioning right now will be short-lived. Some of those indicators include tropical convection across areas, or tropical thunderstorm activity in areas of the western Pacific Ocean, and then also the polar vortex, which is still around here, although it's much weaker here compared to the heart of winter, but is actually stronger than normal for this time of year. It looks like it may be returning here by the end of the month, which at least bring another round of below normal temperatures here in the Midwest.
Okay, so for the 10-day period, how much above normal temps, and for the following period, how much below normal temp?
Yeah, well, averaging out temperatures as we go through the next 10 days in areas of the western Corn Belt, overall temperatures will average about 10 to as much as 15, 16 degrees warmer than normal. And that's basically west of the Mississippi River. Here in Illinois and points east, you're talking over the next 15 days, generally departures in the range of about 5 to 10 degrees above normal. Specifically, that's highs in the 50s and 60s here across Illinois and adjacent areas.
And then for the following period, how much below do you suppose, or do we have a good handle on it yet?
Well, initially, as we get into that March 19th through 23rd time frame, most likely situation, temperatures about 3 to 6 degrees colder than normal, which again, we're talking later on in March, so our normals are on the rise here as we go through the month of March. So looks like some mild cold coming in, nothing extreme at the present time, but that's certainly something to watch as we progress through the month.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Thanks to you, too, for being with us. And I'm looking forward to seeing many of you tomorrow at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Doors open at 7:45 a.m. Central.